Welcome back into Cover 2. Bricks.
Joe.
I can't stand Kevin Garnett.
See, that's...
But even I think it was a little funny. If you missed this story, I don't know where you've been for the past 2 days, but Knicks Celtics the other night, the Celtics won, and Carmelo Anthony and Kevin Garnett got into it a little bit. They got into it more than a little bit.
Carmelo went into it a little bit on the court, and then it spilled into the bowels
of Madison Square Garden, and Carmelo screaming at him outside the locker room, and then by the team bus, and apparently reports are saying that, well,
Kevin Garnett.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Said that Carmelo Anthony's wife, Lala, former MTV VJ, mm-hmm. amongst other things, tasted like Honey Nut Cheerios.
I don't even know. Wait, honestly, the first thing I thought when I heard it was like, ha, that's really disrespectful.
I think.
I think it might be a little funny.
I'm not sure. It's definitely funny. And you and
I'm not sure, but it's weird.
On our Kevin Garnett take, I'm a big Kevin Garnett fan.
See, and I like civility and respect for other human beings.
Right.
So I'm not a big Kevin Garnett guy.
You're a hippie.
That might be a way to describe it.
I mean, it's a thin line. It all depends. Like, for instance, I like Kevin Garnett. I hate Reggie Miller. They're the same dude.
One of them just hit a dagger three against your Knicks,
exactly.
And the other guy is yet to hurt them. Right.
Right. The Knicks haven't been relevant enough for me to hate Kevin Garnett.
But you know what it is? Like, with Kevin Garnett, like, this, I think you talked, it's a thin line. I think this is pressing, like, right on, stepping on the line. But,
right,
hey, Tim Duncan, happy Mother's Day. Oh, your mom died this year? Or Charlie Villanueva, you look like a cancer patient?
Okay,
Those are both significantly farther.
The Tim Duncan one. That's a real one? Kevin Garnett said that?
Yeah, that's a real one.
Okay, that one's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad, man.
The Villanueva one is pretty funny in, like, a pretty sick way.
That's not good.
No, it's
Nothing's
not.
Nothing's good
it's
about
not,
that.
No, it's not. But, he pushes the envelope, all right? And I'm not going to sit here and parse, because for envelope pushers and fans of free speech and people who have microphones in front of their face, it is not my place to tell you what you can and can't say on the basketball court. This, by the way, all happened while everything Irish was working against me on Monday evening. My problem, the first thing I thought when I heard this story and that came out and I saw Carmelo's reaction, is that Lala must taste like Honey Nut Cheerios. Because if he just says something stupid like, yo, your wife tastes like Fruit Loops, I would be like, no, she doesn't. But
I think there's an implication that I have carnal knowledge of your wife.
Well, right.
Which is
all right, whatever.
Oh,
you know, dude,
man, I'm not okay
with
that.
That's not cool. But when you say that and then the evidence to back it up is accurate, like if I was like, yo, your mom tastes like Kix, she's kid tasted, mama approved or whatever, and then I'm like, well, actually, she does taste like Kix. That's a thing. That's a fact. You know something. You slept with my wife. I'm out really upset about this. So when I looked at it, I looked at it as Kevin Garnett must know something about the cereal-flavored perfume worn by Lala.
By the way, I was just looking into this to confirm the story. I was incorrect, okay? It was not the year that – reports say that Kevin Garnett barked at Tim Duncan while he was about to shoot a free throw. Happy Mother's Day. Tim Duncan's mother famously died of breast cancer the day before his 14th birthday.
Was it on Mother's Day?
Story goes that May 9th, 1999, Mother's Day, Tim Duncan's birthday. Yes.
Okay. That's borderline.
That's not borderline.
Listen, okay.
See, this is why.
Here's my thing.
See, but this
is when you have to tell me when a story says, you know, Tim Duncan's mother famously died, but we have to look up the story as people in the sports industry. It's not that famous of a situation.
But do you think it just happened that Kevin got...
It was
I know
Mother's
Kevin.
Day. He was making a Mother's Day line. It's very possible.
You are going out of your way to defend a guy who, if he hits a three to sink the Knicks in the playoffs this year, you're going to be feeling the opposite.
If I'm sitting at the line, I can say whatever I want. Say it's a Christmas Day game, and Joe B's at the line, and I say, Merry Christmas, motherfudger, to Joe B, and you're like, oh, you know, Joe B famously found out Santa Claus wasn't real in 1997. Like, no, I didn't.
Different.
I did not know that. I was just saying Merry Christmas, motherfudger.
Right, but this is right. But Kevin Garnett pushes that envelope too. I don't like it. I like guys who. There is a way to play and play hard and even trash talk a bit without being a complete jerk. And Kevin Garnett is over that line too much.
Question: did the Celtics beat the Knicks?
Yes.
Did Carmelo Anthony become a selfish ball hog and kind of revert to old Melo-ish ways to the detriment of that team?
Sure.
Was it in his melon enough that he went after Kevin Garnett after the game?
Sure.
Then it's all fair because
Question.
It worked.
Do the ends always justify the means?
Not always, but in this instance, yes. Oh, it worked.
I see.
It's about winning games. If Kevin Garnett was on your team, you'd love. He's like Sean Avery. Everybody, you're an NHL
it's
fan.
It's true. I do love Sean
Hate
Avery.
Hate Sean Avery.
I love Sean
except
Avery.
When he's
I
on
love
the Rangers.
Everything about Sean Avery's entire career.
The guy has purses. He has a purse fetish, and you still like Sean Avery.
I got no problem with the purse. You and I just talked about what television show I watched last night. I'm not even going to say it on air. It's Pretty Little Liars. I watched it. I'm not ashamed. I watched it. You think I got a problem with a dude liking some fashion? I got no problems. I got no problems when he stands in front of Martin Brodeur and just face guarding him.
He's an effeminate Kevin Garnett, and you love him.
Effeminate.
Okay, so don't tell me you hate Kevin. It's all about who's on your team and who's on the other team.
I will ask you that. I will yield this to you because you bring up effeminate Kevin Garnett. But what I always loved about Sean Avery is he would fight his own. He would get himself into these situations and then fight his own way out of it. He was always the guy at the front. He was a hockey player. He talks some junk, and then you and he are gonna drop gloves, and he's gonna knock your face in. And I like that. I've heard guys in the know in the NBA talk about how Kevin Garnett's a little fake, and about how he's gonna talk when there's no way that anyone's gonna call him on it. And if a fight breaks out, he's not going to be the guy who's jumping in.
I have seen Kevin Garnett get in altercations on the court. And at the same time, it's on the court. It's like people, it's almost, and I don't want to go way over your head with your fish fanship. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a rap battle situation where a guy just beats you in a rap battle. And you're like, oh, but you wouldn't do it in real life. You wouldn't shoot me. It's like, well, yeah. But we were rap battling. If I'm on the court and I'm talking smack, there's a difference between that and I will actually fight you in the parking lot. I don't have an interest in fighting you in the parking lot.
If a dude goes up for
in getting in your head on the court, and I'm great at it.
But if a dude goes up for a jumper and you walk out and tap him in the junk while his arms are extended, he's got a right to go into the parking lot and say, "Let's throw down."
I'm not defending the nut tap. I will never defend that. That goes for Kevin Garnett. That goes for Chris Paul. That goes for Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
The only person I actually do defend is Ndamukong Suh, because I actually didn't think that was – I thought he got a bad rap for that one. Mm-hmm. He was trying to kick Matt Schaub. I don't think he was aiming while flying to the ground and flailing his limbs. I don't think he was really precise aiming for the left or the right, if you know what I'm saying.
That's fair. So you, it's all about winning games. The Knicks have been winning games. They lose to the Celtics on Monday night. Just your overall thoughts on the Knicks right now. Is Stoudemire back?
Well, Stoudemire's in the lineup. Stoudemire's not back.
Right. Well, I mean, he's been playing. The first night he played did not go well. People, famously said, get rid of, guys, it's one game. Let's see how it goes.
He had 4 points, 2 boards.
Right.
Take a deep breath. He didn't affect the outcome of that game either way.
Right.
That's a work in progress. I think that it will work. I hope that it does work. The one thing I can definitely say, and the Knicks got off to a great start without Amari Stoudemire, if they want to make a championship push, they need what he can provide offensively down low, because that's one area they don't have it. They're relying much too much on the three-pointer. And quite frankly, when you see teams that want to play playoff-caliber defense in the regular season, the Chicago Bulls, they had a great game against the Steve Novak can't get his own shot in that scenario.
Yeah.
Especially when there's not a threat pulling the defense down low that Amari Stoudemire provides. So they will certainly need him, and
we've talked about the team is better
for about
with
two
him.
More weeks.
The team is better with him in the lineup. You just have to see if they can make the pieces fit. We look now to the West Coast, where the pieces are just not fitting when they're healthy. The Lakers, what is going on? Do we need you and I have both said on this show, look, give them time.
Right.
The Lakers will get there. They'll be there in the end. At what point do we need to say the Lakers ain't gonna be there in the end?
They very well may not. It's funny, man. Geriatric Kobe. Kobe is filterless grandmother. He just says whatever he wants at this point. He's just the oldest tenured great player in the league, and he knows it, and you can't do anything about it. And if I'm the LA Lakers management and I look at what I need to do and the potential blowing up of this team, et cetera, the number one thing I see is that I need to get younger. And I would wonder if behind the closest of closed doors, if they're not saying, anybody got a young superstar for Kobe?
No.
Anybody think that they're one Kobe away to win a ring and they will give me a young star?
No way.
It needs to happen.
Kobe's the franchise.
Manning's the franchise in Indianapolis, but they had the chance to get a younger quarterback and they made that move.
Yeah,
it's similar.
But hang on. Peyton Manning had been out for a season with a neck injury. We didn't know when he was going to be back.
Value.
And they were bringing in the can't-miss prospect of the world in Andrew Luck. That was a different situation. This is a guy who's still, he's the old statesman.
I'm not saying
but he's
trade
still
him for
playing
John Wall.
Well. He's still playing great. He's still the franchise. He's still
Which
the best.
Which is why
he
right now,
he is still the best player on that team. I think you ship everyone else on that team before you get rid of him. I think Dwight Howard goes before Kobe goes.
No, Dwight Howard is 28 years old. Kobe Bryant's 34 going on 57.
I wouldn't be surprised if they...
Best player on that team. I'm not saying that, but if you're going to build towards the future and you're looking at this team right now and we are all coming to the consensus that the Lakers aren't going to be there at the end of this season, if I'm looking at building towards the future and I see a team and it would be a unique scenario, not even one I can necessarily pinpoint right now, but if you look at a team that feels we can get rid of a young star, if we add Kobe, that'll put us over the edge for the next two seasons. And
I'm saying the closest of closed doors that you said does not exist. And I think I wouldn't be surprised if come trade deadline, you don't hear rumors about the Lakers shopping Dwight Howard. There's no way Kobe leaves that team.
Hey, listen, do I think it's going to happen? No. I'm just saying I would exercise all angles. I would look everywhere in this scenario. Because, listen, Pau Gasol.
Would you look at Phil Jackson?
No, I would not. Not at this point. You got too much egg on your face there. You cost way too much money. You're not paying Mike Brown to not coach this team, Mike D'Antoni to not coach
understood.
This team,
that was,
and then $13 million
was,
to Phil
right,
Jackson.
I'm not saying they should do that. I'm just kind of saying a little bit of, dude, they probably should have hired Phil Jackson.
They probably should have hired Phil Jackson, okay? I was definitely in the Mike D'Antoni camp. I take that back. I just didn't realize it would not fit. And I still think D'Antoni has a lot of value.
Yeah.
I just don't know if this was the roster to inherit.
Yes or no, do they make the playoffs?
Yes.
Semifinals. League semis. So conference finals.
No. There's too much talent in the Western Conference. With Memphis, the other team in LA, Oklahoma.
I'm not throwing away my pick yet. I'll say yes on both, but I'm getting close. We'll come back. We got all sorts of our historically hodgepodge segment 3. We'll get into a bunch of different things. It's Cover 2.